escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're bringing you something really special this week. Mel Robbins became one of the most trusted experts in the world on confidence and motivation the hard way, by first screwing up her own life. And that's why she's in a category all her own. She is a former lawyer turned best-selling author. Mel's female-led media company produces provocative, life-changing content with millions of books sold, 6 number one audiobooks, billions of video views, and millions of followers, and her advice going viral online almost daily. Her work has been translated into 41 languages and has changed the lives of millions of people worldwide. You can change your life, and Mel Robbins will show you how in her new podcast, The Mel Robbins Podcast. In The Mel Robbins Podcast, Mel gets more personal than ever, welcoming you into her life and taking you behind the scenes in real time. Every episode is packed with deeply relatable topics, tactical advice, hilarious screw-ups, compelling conversations, and the tools and inspiration you need to create a better life. Drawing on overcoming her own struggles with anxiety, childhood trauma, ADHD, people-pleasing, relationship issues, and financial hardship, Mel makes it her mission to help others take control of and change their own lives. Mel has pioneered a science-based approach to help individuals, organizations, and businesses get unstuck. She's not an academic or an expert talking down to you. She's your smart and hilarious friend who provides you with the tools and ass-kicking to get out of your own way and push through your fears to have a better day, week, year, and life. So now we have a special clip of the Mel Robbins Podcast for you today. And it's all about how to have a million-dollar morning. And if you like what you're hearing, you can listen to the Mel Robbins Podcast right now on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
You deserve to feel like a million bucks, and that begins with how you wake up. So let's talk about the five components of what I call a million-dollar morning. Number one, when the alarm rings, get your ass out of bed. Look, it's your friend Mel. I know. There's a million reasons not to get out of bed. But Mel, it's 30 degrees. It's dark. It's raining. It's cold. It's depressing. I got a lot going on. I stayed up late. I'm exhausted. I'm hungover. I'm tired. My stress is through the... None of that matters. The only thing that matters is, do you keep the promises that you make to yourself? And how do you do that? I'll tell you how do you do that. You're going to use my 5-second rule. The alarm is going to ring and you are going to count backwards 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then you're just going to roll out of bed. That's it. It's not sexy. It's not fun. I have been getting out of bed this way for 14 years and I still have to count backwards every single morning, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, because I don't like getting out of bed. I do not have the discipline to get out of bed. If I have the choice any day of the week to lay in a warm, cozy, amazing bed with bamboo, silky sheets and my husband sleeping next to me, or roll out of bed into the cold bedroom and start my day, I will choose the warm bed every day of the week. But that's not the conversation you and I are having, are we? We're not talking about comfort. We're talking about simple discipline. We're talking about the promises that you need to start to make. We're talking about doing things that are hard and uncomfortable. Why? Because you deserve to have the life that you want. And sometimes feeling like $1 million for the whole day means you got to feel like shit for about 5 seconds. And that's what it's going to take. And this is also about keeping promises. If you can't rely on yourself to get up when the alarm rings, how the hell are you going to rely on yourself to do the really hard stuff, to have the hard conversation, to blow off the party and work on your resume, to get serious about your songwriting career or the second act that you want to create, or finally meeting somebody who's not got so much childhood trauma that you're their therapist and not your lover? If you can't roll out of bed simply because you said you would, when the going gets really rough, you're going to bail on yourself, which is why getting up when the alarm ring matters. Now, there's a second reason why. So the first reason is you're building a level of integrity. You're keeping that promise. The second reason why I want you to get your ass out of bed when the alarm rings is because, let's just between friends talk about what we're doing as we're laying there in bed. We're looking at social media. We're indulging our anxiety. We're experiencing trauma triggers. We are riding the wave of cortisol and stress hormones that are flooding through our brain and body. We're bemoaning the hangover we feel. We're spinning negative thoughts about the day ahead or the stuff we didn't do or all the regrets we have because we can't remember what happened last night. That's what you're doing in bed. Let's be honest with each other. Is that what the new you wants to do? Of course not. That's the other reason why when the alarm rings, rule number one to the $1 million morning, get your ass out of bed. Why? Because you're a winner and you got no time to lay in bed like a loser, like Mel Robbins used to be, and listen to that bullshit and feel those awful feelings. Get your fucking ass out of bed and get on with your day and show your body who's boss and don't indulge that bullshit in your mind, because the longer you listen to it, the louder it's going to get. And look, I get it. Some days it's really hard. I don't give a shit. All that negative stuff is lying to you. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, shut it down and get your ass up. Because the fact is, if you want a new life, you're going to have to fight for it. If you want $1 million in the bank and financial freedom, you're going to have to work for it. This stuff isn't easy, but it's simple. But you have to do it. So, number one, alarm rings, ass out of bed. And here's the final thing I want to talk about when it comes to this. Why are you doing this? You're doing it for you. You see, I think for years and years and years, you were getting out of bed for other people. Think about it. When you were little, when would you get up? You would get up because mom was yelling at you to, or dad was yelling at you to. You were getting up because you had to get to school or make the bus or get to work, or you get out of bed because you got to get the kids up or you got to get your aging parents up. That ends today. Today, when that alarm rings, it is a fucking wake-up call. Ding, ding, ding. Your life is here and it's time for you to get up for you. So tomorrow morning, we're not waking up for somebody else. We're not laying in bed and listening to that bullshit because you get to make a choice. You can choose to do what you've always done, which means you're going to have what you've always had, or you can make a choice to show up as the new you. You can make a promise that you're going to not only wake up, you're going to get up for yourself, that you, my friend, are going to become the driver of your life. And that bullshit story, I'm not a morning person. Fuck morning people. Who cares? This is not about whether or not you feel like it. This is about you building the discipline because you deserve to, because that's the kind of person that you are. And let's also tell one more truth. If I needed you, you would get your ass out of bed for me. If somebody that you loved needed you to set that alarm an hour earlier because they needed a ride to the airport or they needed somebody to go to a doctor's appointment or heck, they just needed you to be there for them, you would do it. And so today, starting today, I want you to do it for yourself. And if you can't do that, then let me tell you the science. Okay? You want to know the scientific reason why you should never hit the snooze button? Let me hit you with some neuroscience here. Two words, sleep inertia. That's right, sleep inertia. When you hit the snooze button, instead of getting your ass out of bed, you mistakenly create a condition in your brain called sleep inertia. Sleep inertia is a state that your brain gets trapped in for 4 hours after you hit the snooze button. Because here's what happens when you hit the snooze button. You're awake. And as the alarm turns off, your brain then drifts back into sleep. And here's the thing that researchers have figured out. When you drift back to sleep after you've woken up, your brain starts a sleep cycle. And sleep cycles take 75 to 90 minutes to complete. So when that alarm goes off again in 9 minutes, and you're like, oh my God, like, have you ever noticed you're like in deep sleep when you drift back to sleep? That's because you're 9 minutes in to a 75-minute sleep cycle. That groggy, exhausted, heavy feeling that you have when you hit the snooze button several times and you can't quite get awake and you complain that you didn't get a good night's sleep, that's not a function of how well you slept. That's you and me being an idiot for hitting the snooze button and putting our brain in a state of sleep inertia. Because when you hit the snooze button, your brain is now freaking trapped in a sleep cycle. And it takes your brain, based on research, about 4 hours to get through that groggy ass feeling. So the most productive period of the day, which is the first 2 hours after you wake up, it's when your brain has the highest speed of processing. It's when you're the most alert. You just flushed the best 2 hours of brain power down the frickin' toilet because you hit the snooze button. Why am I so passionate about this? Because I wasted years of my life doing this. I was a chronic snooze button alarm hitter. I was also a chronic all-nighter puller in college. I was chronically late with deadlines. This was prolific in my life. I would always complain about not getting enough sleep. The truth is, I lived in a state of sleep inertia. So take your power back. Whether you're inspired by the science, because it's just kind of stupid to do this to yourself once you realize that this is what happens, or you're inspired by this idea that wouldn't it be fucking awesome if instead of waking up feeling obligated to the rest of the world, I took my life back and I started waking up for myself. I started seizing the day. I started seeing that alarm as more than alarm. It is a wake-up call for the rest of my life. So rule number one for a million-dollar morning, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get your ass out of bed because you, my friend, have a lot of cool stuff to do.
The Mel Robbins podcast is out now. Listen on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to follow the Mel Robbins podcast so you don't miss an episode.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.